Thank you much for calling. This is Andy with Local Splash. This is Brian.
Yes, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you so much for calling in. I just left you a voicemail here a couple minutes ago. And, yeah, how can
I? Yeah, I was on the phone with the credit card. That number that you text me from, do you receive text back on that?
Let's see here. I usually can. Yeah,
I texted you because when I was just telling you about my Google account, if you guys are affiliated, and right after I told you, I just got an email regarding it, and I think I told you, like, you know, I might have got 4 views and 0 calls, or they just sent me my review for August 10 minutes after I got off the phone with you.
Oh, okay.
They said I had like six phone calls and a lot
more 4 calls.
Anyway,
yeah, I see here.
I sent you screenshots of all of it to see if you know if is that anything to do with you guys. Or is that through Google itself?
Really good question.
I sent you three screenshots of what I took.
Yeah, I got it right now. I think I'm looking at it right now. So, yeah, I see the 4 phone calls, 8 website visits. So this basically, you just basically got the free listing that everybody could get anyways, right? So
yeah.
It's kind of basically just up there,
well,
right? But it's not optimized.
My main question, if you read it at the bottom, then it says you can go further and do Google Ads. It says, like, you have $400 credit for your first ads or something. Do you see that part?
It
kind of sounded familiar to what you were telling me. That's all why I was asking. It's not affiliated with what you're doing?
No, not at all. Yeah, the Google Ads is something different. That's right above the map. You could definitely run those. And the thing with that, I mean, it's pretty nice to have, but nowadays people don't really click on ads. I mean, a lot of the times I kind of bypass them and just go directly to the top recommended map section. Absolutely, you could definitely try it, and definitely can see the difference of running Facebook and Google Ads.
Well, I didn't want to really do that. It didn't sound enticing to me. And then I remember you were saying how I don't pay for clicks and you guys pay for them. Well, what they were selling me on the bottom of one of those screenshots, it said that I only paid when the customer.
Oh, yeah, that's the cash.
Different.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's kind of how they work.
And 3 ads, but it was going to cost me like $500 or something. It's the same. It said, "Do you want to go ahead and move forward to a higher, you know, advertisement and pay?" That's all. I just didn't know if you were familiar with that. But
yeah,
anyway,
no, absolutely.
So,
yeah, good question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all. It was just funny how it came up. I swear the phones, they listen to you. I tell you, they do.
Yeah, that's the good thing about the Facebook ad thing. You know, you're going to have that same enhanced kind of ad experience, but with photo ads on social media campaigns, which is huge. But, no doubt, it's completely different. And great news. I was still able to apply the credit. I still got the website locked in with your package. And you get the Platinum program. Comes with all the bells and whistles. It's just $249 month to month for your program and package. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And, Brian.
It says in there somewhere that I can cancel at any time.
Oh, 100%.
There's no little hidden writing that I don't know about or anything. Because I really didn't have time to go in and look at anything you sent me. Honestly, by the time I got home and all that, I just made it in the driveway, and I said, let me check my credit cards, which one I'm going to use, and you were beeping in, and I said, oh, shit. How do you want to do this?
Yeah, we could definitely lock it in here. I basically have all the information here ready. The only thing we just need to secure the payment with the former payment. And absolutely, whatever you feel comfortable with, whether it's over the phone or I could send over that direct login, whatever it is when you want to use to secure it, I could definitely walk you through both. Obviously, over the phone is probably a lot faster. Again, once I put it into the system, it is coded out, so I can't see anything but the last 4 digits once I click enter on my end. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Can you send it to me right now?
Yeah, 100%. No problem. Let me send that to you now. And you'll get a quick message. It should have already pinged in, but I'm going to resend it to you right now. And it's just going to say the username and password. I believe the username is exactly just your phone number. And then, hold on, let me go ahead and regenerate that message for you.
Is this going to be in a text or an email?
It'll be a text. It'll be a text. Is that kind of easier for you? Probably faster, right?
Yeah. That'll be fine.
Okay. No problem. Give me about 10 seconds here. I'm just going to open this up. And it'll just say, Local Splash, Brian, your password has been reset. And it has the username with your phone number. And the password is BBing. So let me send that to you now. And just let me know.
I have that one.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, I have it. It says password BBing. And then it has the number, and then it has your website. So what do you want me to click on your website?
Gotcha. Yeah, let me send over just the website link. It's just going to take you directly to that login
page. Well, that's there, too. It says, because I have the one that says https-mylocalsplash.com. That's not the one?
Yeah, that's it. That's is that where it says username and password when you go? Yeah, click on that. I just resent it over to you right now, so let me know.
Okay.
That one's corresponding.
Well, I had that one from earlier. So username, I got to make a username and password. Is that what I got to do?
Oh, no, sir. The username and password is that initial message that I sent over. So the username is just your phone number? Here, let me send that to you now. So let me go ahead and see here. Let me know if you have the website open with the password section and the username.
Well, I do right now, yes.
Okay,
right now. Slash, it's asking me for username and password.
Awesome. And then you'll hear one message come in.
Phone number?
Oh, yeah, put
phone
your phone
number under the user. Okay.
So 774-946-5645, right?
Yep, and then the password is BBing.
Yeah,
is B-E.
No, all lowercase. B-E-B-I-N-G.
Okay. It said invalid credentials. Maybe I typed it in wrong.
Let me send it over to you.
I didn't space it. Maybe I didn't space the phone number.
Everything should be together. With B Bing, it should be one word. And,
B Bing. B Bing. Let me try it again.
It's B as in boy, E as in Edgar.
Okay, yeah. All right, I'm there now. Services, Google Business Profile Optimization.
Nice. And then you'll see in the right-hand corner. I'm sorry, I'm going to cut you off. Go ahead.
What's that?
No, I was just saying, right in the right-hand corner, you should see a section with your initials. Let me know if you're there. It's like right in the right-hand corner, I believe, or let me just make sure here. I'm going to try to get in.
Yeah. I don't see anything here. I have a little woman in the corner. Would you like to chat? And then all the paragraphs.
Gotcha.
Google Ads, Facebook Ads.
So are you on our actual website? Or are you on a dashboard right now?
Well, I'm on the dashboard. I believe it was that link you sent me, and then I just typed in the username and password. And,
let me try to pop it up on my screen.
Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Oh, got you. So awesome.
And then it says, to see the complete terms of experience, please click here. So should I click here?
Awesome. Yeah. So that's the first thing you'll do. So does it have your first and last name on the bottom where it says like orange confirm and sign?
Yes, it has a signature sign.
Uh huh.
With a date. Yes.
And just to put it exactly how you see it there. And I did spell your first and last name right. So once you confirm and sign, it's gonna take you to a portal. And you'll see a dashboard, and then in the right-hand corner, you'll see just as kind of symbol with your initials, BB.
Hold on, can you say, repeat that, please?
Yeah, 100%. So, so you'll see the terms and conditions, right, the services, and
Then it says, I certify. I was just reading the cancellations and refunds while you were talking, so I could just make sure everything you were telling me was correct. So what do you want me to check that box that I certify?
Check that box.
Okay.
And then it should let you in.
Click here for the name.
Click there for the name and then type the name exactly how you see it there on your screen.
Yeah, I don't see my name anywhere on the screen.
Oh, no worries. If there's no name, just go ahead and just click enter. If there's no name, it should let you write in.
Yeah, it says, all right, so I just want you to spell my name.
Awesome. And then you should see like a dashboard showing different analytics and stuff right there, right? And then you should see in the corner, I believe it's like a clickable symbol or somewhere at the top. I'm not sure exactly how it looks on a smartphone if you're doing it on your phone.
Yeah, I'm on a phone.
Okay, so there should be, so, like, just the initials with BB. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, I don't see that. I click that box, then underneath is the signature. It wants my name with the date, and then it says confirmed signature. So I probably got to do that first.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There you go. I thought you were done.
Confirmed signature.
There you
go. I didn't confirm it. I was waiting on. Step by step, yeah. Maybe I missed a box or something. It's not. What about under SMS communication? It's you authorize local Splash to automated or non-automated technology to send text messages to the mobile phone. Oh, yeah, I don't want to opt out of that.
You don't want to opt out of that. Yeah, that means you can't receive text
messages. Does not match. Signature does not match. Please type your name exactly as it appears. Well, I type my name exactly how it appears on my ID. So.
No. If there's no name, just erase your whole name and just press enter. If there's no name there, there should be a section where the name is already displayed. Got it.
No, it just says signature, which is a red sign, and then it's the box that says click here and type your name as seen above. But
there's no name.
Where it says signature in your name, there's no name.
Gotcha. If there's no name, erase your whole name from the signature section, and then just confirm signature with nothing in that box. Let me see what it does. Hopefully it could...
Yes, it went through.
Very nice.
The business info. Promoted URL. That's it?
Yeah, no, so awesome. So you're in. So you'll see right there, it should be under business info, or there should be a symbol with, do you see like a symbol with this like BB or anything like that?
BB.
Let me just go ahead and let me go ahead and try to log in on my end, and I just want to just try to kind of just walk, because I want to see exactly what you're seeing, you know? So it kind of makes it easier for me, and it could kind of help you navigate it.
Yeah, you're on desktop, I'm sure, so it's different.
Oh, it is, yeah, 100%, so I'm trying to just figure it out, like, where exactly is where it's at on your screen, but let me go ahead and do this here now. And so
now it just says business info and then promoted URL, primary search phrase, your account manager, contact support now, and then it goes down to the total results, logical lead, listing, Google profile action, Google ads.
Try to go to business info. That's the first one, right? Try to click on that. And then tell me what you see after that.
It comes up profile number, and then it says look, business name, address, phone number. Website, email, click to add, website, click to add, Google categories, click to add, search phrases, no search phrases assigned, content, hours, click to add, payment methods, click to add, contacts, click to add, description, products, no data available, service, no data available, year established, license number.
So is there like a...
Is down at the bottom.
So is there right at the top, you said at the top, what does it say right in the beginning?
Right now, at the top, it has a profile number. And then under that, it says location information with business name.
Okay, try to put in business information. Can you click on that tab? Is that like a hyperlink?
I click on the tab. I click on the profile number, and it just comes up. Profile number with a little blue dot next to it that's highlighted.
Okay. Click on. Do you see anything with the $249 pricing on it? Where it kind of has
I mean, I can go backwards. I'm in the business information right now. Is where I'm at.
Okay, I got you. So yeah. So you. It should be right where anything that has. Let me see. So you're in business information. So business info. Okay. Go ahead and go back because I'm able to go in, but I'm not able to really see it on my phone. But I'm seeing it through the screen. So if you go back to the main.
Well, I'm not at the main. Now I'm at it. There's profile number. Underneath it says logout. And then underneath that, there's personal info, password, billing, business information, terms and conditions, customer
billing.
Support.
Click on billing.
Billing.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. Invoice. Amount $249. Next billing date, 9/6. Well, that's today. So from 6/6 to,
10/6.
And then it says past invoices. From date 6/6/2023 to 9/6/2023. I don't know what that is. Gotcha.
Yeah, no, that's not basically. And let me know if there's a section where you could kind of click in. It's like you could fill out information. Do you see that by chance? Or is there like a hyperlink next to the building?
I have at the top of it. I have payment info, and then right next to it is an orange box that says reactivate account. Then underneath that says billing, with the invoice amount and next billing date.
Click on payment info. Yes, sir. So sorry.
It wants my first name, last name, company name, address.
Awesome. That's it.
Okay,
awesome.
That's
fill that out.
This is right, okay?
Yeah, and there should be a section where it asks for your card number, right, just to make sure you're in the right tab?
Yes, it does.
Awesome.
Now,
so
my
fill...
question is, how
yes,
come under past, why does it say past invoices? What does that mean? It doesn't even make sense.
Ah, good question, because it's probably going to give you a list of any past invoice, but since it's your first month starting, you know, there's no past invoice. So that's usually basically how that portal works, that billing section, is you're able to kind of look up that information because it's also a form of marketing for your business, so it's a tax write-off. So people need the past invoice just to kind of show their tax guy that, hey, I've been marketing for my business, and then you write it off at the end of the year anyways.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Absolutely. And then once you're, you know, kind of done filling out that information, you kind of just submit and save. There should be a submit and save section, I believe. And then once you do that, on my end, it'll automatically just populate on my screen. And I could just kind of process payment. It's going to be coded out. So I won't be able to see anything but the last 4 digits on the card whenever you send it over to us.
Okay. Andy, my only issue is on the business phone, it says 0, and it won't let me type anything.
No worries. Anything like that, just leave it alone and just submit everything else that it allows you to kind of submit. Mm-hmm.
But there will be a phone number for me under there, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it's all filled out on our end. Yeah, we still have a 774-946-5645 number.
Okay.
Of course.
I'm just at the card and the card number now.
No worries. Take your time.
Okay, so it's MasterCard. Your billing information has been updated successfully.
Very nice. Awesome. I'm just going to go kind of just refresh my screen. And let's go to see. Yeah, perfect. Awesome. Got everything here submitted. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send this off to the Department of Finance so they can process the payment within about 1 or 2 minutes while we're still on the phone. You're going to receive a welcome text and a welcome email with everything in writing, everything we're including. It's month-to-month, just $249. I'm also bundling a $400 website for you. So that'll be sent to you, and we're actually going to stay on the line and kind of open it up together. And it is processing payment now, so let me go ahead and do that here. And perfect. Yeah, I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard here to the Local Splash family. I know it's going to be a phenomenal campaign. Yeah, you're going to love it. No question. And next thing we'll do here is
I mean, if it works for me, it works for you guys, you know, so.
100%. Yeah, it's performance-based.
I'll say, why would I not use it, you know, and it gives you guys business. Everyone's happy. We'll see.
Yeah, 100%. You're going to really like it. And then you have a dashboard, so you're able to kind of see everything. You can see how many Google clicks you're getting, how many reviews that are sticking to your name. You could also send out reviews.
So I basically don't even have to ask the callers how they found me. If they found me through this, it'll show it in that tab, right?
100% correct. Yeah, exactly. You see how many clicks you're getting, how many clicks you're getting for the keywords, all the specific services that you're offering. So absolutely, yeah, it's really nice. And then if you want to make changes or say you want to send out like a review request, it'll have a direct message where you could actually send to your potential clients where it says, hey, thank you for choosing my service. If you have 5 seconds, please write me a review. If you ever need anything, feel free to call me. And just kind of helps you generate more 5-star Google reviews next to your name, which are huge. Those matter a lot more than the Facebook reviews. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
No, no, reviews are everything. People give me tips all the time, and I'm like, you know, I appreciate it, but honestly, I said I would rather a review than your money. I said reviews are golden today. It'll actually be worth more in the long run, you know, than the $100 or whatever it is. Reviews
100%.
Are golden. But I did. I copied that because I got a feedback from the dentist one time. So I used what they sent me, and I started sending that to my customers after the job was completed.
Oh, nice.
Asking for a review. But I kind of stole it from my dentist a little bit, how they worded it. Anyway.
Yeah, totally fine.
That's
yeah.
how I would get people to give me reviews on the Facebook.
That's
and it's
awesome.
Hard. You got to really do something right for someone to give you a review these days, never mind a long paragraph detailed review. You know, my reviews aren't just, he did a good job. I'd recommend them. I mean, they're detailed.
Yeah, 100%. It's phenomenal. Yeah, and it kind of makes it a lot easier. Again, you just go through the dashboard, you submit their number, and it kind of auto-generates that message for you, so it's a lot easier now. So, yeah, nice tool kind of included. And let me go ahead and what I'll do is I'm going to read off the voice verification. So it just outlines the service agreement, everything that we're including. It is on a recorded line to stay Google compliant. And give me 1 second. I'm just going to grab the paper so we can read it off verbatim for you, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Then it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's just an added protection for you. Mm-hmm. So, yes, sir, states to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Boynton Blue Board and Plaster.
All right, and it says, please state your name and title within the business.
Owner.
Okay. And I said, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Perfect. It says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And as an increase in visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to emails and phone calls from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? And I can kind of explain that. No worries. Yeah.
Yeah.
No worries, Brian.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, totally fine. No, basically what that means, if anybody calls you and they offer something similar, where they want to lock in Google Maps, Facebook ads, directories, anything like that, if you hear anything similar to our program or anybody wanting to build your website, just give us a call before you pay them. That way you don't pay for two services you already have with us, okay?
All right.
Yeah. And then last part here says for your payment, in initial term, an account setup will be charged on today's date, which is September 6, 2023, and the discounted amount is just $249. And so it will be a recurring payment when the term is completed. Agreement would automatically renew each month on the same day, the 6th, and the same discounted amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue or cancel your program. All we ask is just give us a call 3 days before the next billing is due. Now, do you agree and understand these renew and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Very nice. And, again, yeah, welcome to the team. I know it's going to be a really nice campaign for you. Again, you feel free to utilize that seasonal hold whenever you need to. I know that you said it's like a slow time. So that is something that's an option for you as far as for your business and marketing. And, next thing we'll do here is just lock in the client interview time for your technicians. Really nice, really smart, Brian. They're just going to cover the analytics, cover specific areas, make sure your marketing is how you want to be represented across the internet whenever we display your information, okay? And you're also going to have a security question also. So as you start growing, maybe you start, you have a secretary or certain division or person that handles the marketing and you want them to call in and make a change, we're always going to ask them a security question just to make sure they have access to make that change. But as far as the security question, options, yes, to protect your listing, it's important. And we have the security question options are the city you're born in, your first pet's name, or your mother's maiden name as a security question option.
I'll go with the first pet.
First pet. Okay. And what was your first pet's name?
Jenny.
Jenny. Nice.
Yes.
Awesome. Very nice. And again, yeah, if somebody calls in, if you want them to make a change or anything like that, just make sure they have access or they know the security question, or else they wouldn't have access to make any adjustments to your first page listing, okay?
Okay.
Absolutely. Other than that, welcome to the team. I'm going to go ahead and open up the calendar here, just check availability that best fits your schedule. And I do have an open slot. I'm not sure if this is a good time, but looks like I do have one available here tomorrow at 11 o'clock, I mean, between 11 and 12 in the morning. Would that be a good time for you? Tomorrow the 7th?
What other times do you have available?
Oh, we're pretty much wide open all tomorrow until around this time. Around 6 o'clock is our last time, in between 6 and 7. We do have 5 o'clock available, 4 o'clock.
And what is this phone call consist of again?
Oh, yeah. It's basically to gather content for your listing, to gather photos and specifics that you need for, you know, the marketing, the SEO keywords, and the areas you want to cover. So typically, I mean, we block out an hour just in case of questions, but it typically takes about 20, 30, 40 minutes max. So it shouldn't take too much of your time. But it is a really important
All right, I'm just trying to coordinate because I have a couple of jobs to look at in the morning, one at 8 and possibly one after. So why don't we go a little later? How about like 1 o'clock? Would that work?
Yeah. Let me see here. I'm just going to open up here. Let me let's see, 11. Okay. Yeah, we do have, 1 o'clock. Absolutely. Yeah, that'll work. Absolutely. We can put you in between 1 and 2 o'clock. And really nice. They're really smart. And, of course, we don't expect you, Brian, to know about zip codes and how they're searching and analytics, right? You just say, hey, I like this county. I want these specific high-end areas or zip codes. And then we'll do even the back-end research on the zip codes, so you're always getting the best return with the keywords and services you're listed for.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I just had a question, too. So now when I want to get into that box, it's always going to be my username is going to be my phone number, and then the password is dbing. Do I have to use that every time to get in, right?
That's it. Yeah, or absolutely. That'll be your password.
All right.
100%. Yeah, whenever you want to look at that and have access to that. Again, once we program the keywords and services, obviously you'll see the more content, right? Right now, since it was just done, it's a lock-in billing. That's kind of what we kind of auto-force to kind of create it, right? But absolutely, once we have your keywords programmed, your zip code, everything's all programmed with your site and it's getting advertised, you'll start seeing the graph charts. And I want to make sure, I'm not sure if I was able to, but I'm going to do it anyways. I'm going to send over an example of the dashboard. Really nice. It's really easy to read. It's basically exactly what you're seeing there now, but with, you know, graphs and pie charts, just kind of showing you how it's going to look once everything is programmed, okay? So you kind of take a look.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And that password is a good password. That's one I'll remember. I know that.
Yeah, and if you ever forget it, it's always in the text. Yeah, it's always in the text message that we sent over to you. And also the email is also sent to you with the same exact password as well, okay?
All right, cool.
Yeah, I'm excited. I know it's going to be a phenomenal year for you.
I might use that more.
Yeah, you can. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Yeah, we'll see. It's tough. People are running out of money, and things aren't looking good, but we'll see. Hopefully, hope for the best.
Yeah, I mean, analytics are definitely in your favor. I mean, with 1,812 searches, that's a huge book of business. And that's just because, I mean, obviously everybody has a Facebook, but if they're 50, you know, kind of on the older
age. Yeah, they don't really do Facebook. Yeah, some people don't do Facebook at all.
Yeah, but everybody Googles. Everybody Googles. So it's...
Right. The older people, that's better for the older generation.
Yeah, but it targets both. That's a good thing. The Facebook users and the Google users. So yeah, but yeah, no, absolutely. We'll get into it. It's going to be me and the technician that's going to call you tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and we'll kind of get everything done as far as the programming for your listing. But thank you for giving us an opportunity, and thank you for choosing Local Splash. We'll definitely call you here tomorrow afternoon. Okay.
All right, Andre. Thank you.
You got it, sir. We'll talk to you
soon.
Have
a good night.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.